Hi, thank you for calling Nucasa Services. We look forward to serving you.
Hello?
Oh, hi, Jonathan.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, good. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
I'm good, Tina. How about yourself? How are you doing?
Good. I was going to say Happy Tuesday. Someone said in our meeting, Happy Taco Tuesday, and I thought, I like that even better. Right?
Dollar tacos.
I know. Yeah, we're in Southern California, so we have good Mexican food around here, too. I'm sure you do in Nevada as well, huh?
Yeah, kind of, yeah. Reno's, they're picking up. They're stepping up their game, their taco game.
Yep. Good. Good to hear.
Right.
Yeah. So I was just following up. I know last we spoke, we had reduced your past due balance to the 49 just for the website hosting, and you had asked me to call you back to update the payment.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We can go ahead and get that started. So
Okay, so
what I was thinking of maybe doing is just paying this last 50 and then unsubscribing.
You can do that if you want to. Absolutely. Once the account's up to speed, we can cancel it. So I can do that for you. Although, you know, being that it is 2023, you may want to keep the site for just a couple months and just see how it pans out for you. Because I've had people just with the website hosting that have gotten jobs because they have a website, even from other sources. So one example is he wasn't in your industry. He was a contractor, but he called me and he only had the website hosting and he asked me, can you open up there's a lead coming through my dashboard and I can't open it. And I said, okay. And it was someone that said, we want to hire you for the $8,000 bid that you offered us last week. And he said, that is the strangest thing because I didn't get that lead from the site or through Google. It was an Angie lead. He was working with a lead service. And I told him, well, guess what they did after he went out and he bid on the job? They did a little bit of due diligence on him. And when they saw that he had a credible website with nice things being said about him and some before and after photos, it actually solidified him in getting that job. So, you know, just a little side note, you know, you may want to, you know, kind of keep it at least for the rest of the month that you paid for and kind of determine if it's going to be worthwhile in the long run. But if you're more comfortable and you just want to cancel it outright, I can do that too.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds good.
Yeah. So question, is the, for that $49 payment, is the billing address still the Avenue of the Oaks address or is it a P.O. box or a different address for billing?
It's still the Avenue of the Oaks.
Okay, perfect. And then I'm ready for the new card number whenever you are.
Okay. Thank you. Five four zero three.
Mm-hmm.
8540.
Okay.
6194.
Uh-huh.
9998.
Okay, expiration?
0828.
And the code?
362.
362. Okay. So, let me get your authorization, and then once I do, this is going to have you paid in full until October 19th. Since today's the 19th, I'll push the billing out 30 days. So are you thinking you want to cancel it right away or do you want to maybe keep the site for a little bit and see how it goes?
I'm going to cancel it right away just because if I keep the site, I would be paying $90 a month for the site, and
$49 for the site you would be paying for the hosting.
And then to buy the site, it would be
the $99 one-time buyout would be for the domain buyout, but not the content. But if you want the website and the content, it's the hosting fee of $49 monthly. Keep in mind, with just your hosting, you do have a couple of extra bells and whistles that, you know, I wouldn't charge extra for, but you do have the call tracking number that I'm talking to you on now, and you also have the call tracking greeting. So all of that, since it's already set up, it would be included. You wouldn't have to. Typically, they would charge $39 extra for someone to keep the call tracking number, but that's already set up for you. So that would be included in the $49.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But guess what? The Avenue of the Oaks, I don't think that's the billing address, because when I tried to process this,
yeah,
it says declined because of AVS mismatch. The address provided does not match the billing address of the cardholder. So is there another address you'd like me to try, maybe?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
5304
mm-hmm.
East Silverado Ranch.
Okay.
89183 Las Vegas, Nevada.
Okay, I'll put it in and then I'll read it back just to make sure. So it's 5304 East Silverado Ranch, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89183.
Almost. It's just 304.
Oh, three. Okay. I'm happy I read it back. Yeah, I had 5 3s. Okay. 304. Okay. Let me fix that. Okay. So I'll give it a whirl now. Let's see if we can get it to process. Okay. So now it went through. So you're good to go there. So, if you want to keep the site, Jonathan, and you're just afraid that maybe it would slip your mind and you'd forget to call back, I can send you a reminder email, you know, a couple of days before October 19th. Just, you know, heads up, local slash will bill $49 on the 19th. That way, if you decide not to keep the site, you can call us and there wouldn't be any further charges. But you still get the benefit of, you know, keeping the site through the remainder of the month.
Yeah, that sounds good. Sounds good to
me. Let me just double check then on the 19th of October what day of the week that is. So in case it falls on a weekend or something, I'll send it to you a couple days earlier. So the 19th. Oh, good. The 19th is a Thursday. So I'll send you a little reminder on Monday, October 16th. That's a Monday, just with that little prompt. So if you decide not to keep it, you have plenty of time to call us, okay?
All right. Sounds good.
All right. I'm glad that it worked out for you, and have a great rest of your week too, okay?
You too. Have a good one. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. You're welcome, Jonathan. Bye-bye.